And they were outraged, and that is most people that I talk with. They're embarrassed, actually.
So if you were pulled over for running a stop sign, and the cop came over and arrested you, telling you that your driver's license was expired, does that kind of shock you?
Depends on if I received a little mail from the registry saying it
was expired. The letter was there.
The letter was there, yeah. Then I was stupid, so I'd be surprised.
Did you actually call someone stupid who doesn't have an expired license?
If they're driving on it, and they know they're driving on it.
I was pulled over, stopped by the police car. The policeman came out of the car, came to the window, and asked me for my driver's license registration. Seems like we're writing. Okay. So, pretty routine there. They went back, came back a few minutes later, they went back to the car, came back a few minutes later, and asked me to step out of the car, which I did. Come stepping out of the car, they placed a handcuff on me and pushed me against the car and gave me another hand. And he pulled me up out of his handcuff while they were arresting me, which was because my driver's license had expired. Nobody knows they can be arrested for an expired driver's license. And certainly, everyone thinks this is way over the top.
As I said before, you know, usually we say ignorance is no excuse.
When I exited the car, I really didn't know why I was getting out of the car. I thought maybe it was going to somebody burned out a taillight, or I just simply didn't want to get out of the car. I totally wasn't drunk. It was 8:30 in the morning. And he didn't really tell me what to say. It was really hindering and wrestling. So I'm standing there, and he puts the handcuff around my wrist and tries to turn me around. And instinctively, I was taller than him, so I just put a hand on the back and said, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this? What's going on here?" And the other police officer was yelling at me, "Put your hand down, put your hand down." And I said, "Don't shoot, don't, you know, I'll help, whatever, I'll put my hands back, you know." So I was just kind of,
you drive a car, you want to stop sign, and you get pulled over, and they find the license is that of a day car 3 days.
Right.
And it's not even
Drive it.
Yeah, that's right. You see that? You see the
ladder? Yeah.
Happy last Friday.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Go.
Driver with suspended license.
Yeah.
Arrested him. On the spot?
Yeah.
I was arrested, and you know, fingerprinted me, put the little fancy sign on my neck, and the numbers on my neck. Yeah, I'm an idiot. I'm arrested. And then they took me to a whole new cell, a jail cell, where you
like what I think.
Have you ever been arrested?
Well, you know, yeah, man. You know.
What happened?
Well, you know, I went to prison. You know, but you know, it's, if you're looking like for a linguistic word, a terminology to express why an application in a capitalistic environment such as pro-magnetic government, pro-data, somewhere, just one.
I asked somebody, I said, "Is this normal for people to be arrested?" And you didn't really say it was normal, but you didn't say it was all that. To me, it seemed as if it was just something we do. That if you get pulled over for breaking a traffic violation and you happen to have an expired driver's license, even if it's only 30 days, that's cause enough for them to take you to.
Well, as far as the discretion, you see how much time it actually has gone by. And if it's, you know, you take a look at the car, too, they might know that it's expired and they're not going to pass. And you write them up or do something like that. As far as the license, people know when their birthday is. They use their license for IDs all the time. And again, that's the time factor.
Sure.
And you take a lot of things.
Okay. So you have kind of like a discretion.
I mean, if an individual is driving a car that belongs to somebody else,
okay.
And license comes back, you know, like several months from now, it's been expired, and that individual doesn't live there, you don't know where the person lives. It's very difficult sometimes, you know. You either like to the address and they give you an address and you're all looking at.
Well, the discretion was getting up that expired license, because life gets the whole deal. And then the thing with the discretion, you get up on the gas station, and the gas station tended to say, "Hey, the stuff has expired." So, I mean, you try to, you know, give all the great hitters, but a year or so, it's like, you know, they're in the fucking for a month.
Okay.
maybe it's only 30 days, that's cause enough for them to take them to.
Do you think the police are oppressive?
Oh man, I think police gotta negotiate a term to statuarize the One World Order assumed per their contract. I think it's not a aspect whether the aggression that police have to adverse to the effects of New World Order politics is on their heads or not. That's the uniform quota is what they attribute. So it's like, but money is.
I could have easily gone to the police station 24 hours later and had my driver's license. That would have been a joy. I didn't even pay. That's actually fine. I just thought that being handcuffed and shackled in the city courthouse walking into a courtroom.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. You can't get out of the car, so you're forced into a situation where the car is exposed. I mean, it's obstructed. Unless there's somebody here in the car with them that has a valid license, then we'll be back.
Okay. And so in the situation where none of those factors were present, where you couldn't park the car, and there's no one else in the car, would you take the person into custody then, in that case?
No, you don't have to take them into custody, because you really have to sell the car then.
Okay. But
you get an expired license or a license that's coupled with that. It used to be an arrestable offense. Now, it's still an arrestable offense, but now you have to give an effort to run the person's authentication or social security number to see if you can get the license anyway.
What?
He's visiting.
Oh, man, we put handcuffs on. Let's put handcuffs on me. I really didn't see why we put them behind my back because, I don't know, maybe I should play the Jordan sandwich, but handcuffs sitting in your lap are a hell of a lot more comfortable than they are behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
You could sit in the car backwards, which we all do, and you can't lean back.
A friend of ours got pulled over because he had an expired license. Well, he got pulled over because he ran a stop sign, and he had an expired license, and he got arrested. So what do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's like, in my opinion, you know, I wouldn't really pro-accessorate, you know, a lawyer's pictorial scenarios for one way or other, you know, relevant facts or, you know, opinions that I can give, of course, you know, this conjecture as far as like things stipulated as far as like what I think, you know.
No.